right here.
KKRL presents High School Sports.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Our time here, 5:20. We get a varsity first game down here in Audubon, and the funny part, we get two varsity first games over in Glidden-Ralston, and over here in Audubon, we've got two games on the air with some softball and baseball action between Missouri Valley and our host school, the Audubon Wheelers. Here, been down here since about 2:45 this afternoon, getting to see kind of how everything comes together for the baseball games down here. We had some media day pictures and stuff to handle down here, so it's been a fun one. Two teams here looking to kind of get the season off, or excuse me, the week off on the right foot here with Missouri Valley and Audubon. Both teams, you know, trying to find that win to kind of tip the scales in their favor here in the Western Iowa Conference. We're going to go ahead and step away. We'll take a break. We have your Mackey Motors pregame rolling on here coming up next.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Brought to you by Mackey Motors of the Lake City, coming to you live tonight from the Motor Inn broadcast booth down here in Audubon, looking at the visiting Missouri Valley Big Reds as they come in sitting at 1-7 on the season. They are 1-4 in the Western Iowa Conference with that lone win coming over IKM Manning 10-0. Since then, they have lost two under head coach Derek Hansen, his third year at the helm of the program here, his fourth year with the program in total. He was an assistant coach 1 year before that. And Missouri Valley kind of, you know, leads this series pretty handily, 25-11. They are holding the series lead over Audubon since 2009. They've won the last four straight and a four of the last five, as well as, you know, a couple of them mixed in there for the last 10. So they've been able to kind of keep their foot on the gas when it comes to the series here, but both teams tonight look like they have a chance to pick up a win, with Missouri Valley being 1-7, Audubon being 2-5. Their wins over Riverside and Griswold this season here, as we're going to see some youth for the Wheelers tonight on the mound in Dalton Miller, but you know, those two Miller boys obviously coming from a very good baseball and softball family, with their sister Riley Miller playing over at the softball field right behind us here. Thought I was back in Carroll with the slow pitch fields out to our right in Carroll. But, should be a pretty fun game here tonight. We're going to step away. We've got your Mackey Motors pregame still rolling on, coming up in about 3 minutes.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on!
on, Raf.
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Audubon. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Audubon. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone and will take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Well, we've got the Wheelers and the Big Red going on here today. Both of our coaches out at home plate with our umpires here, so we're getting the game rolling here very soon. Again, the Audubon Wheelers coming in 2-5 on the season with wins over Riverside and Griswold. They are 1-5 in the conference, and they have lost one in a row. This team, you know, just kind of struggling to put the ball in play so far. 29 hits, 20 runs scored, 15 RBIs. They're just batting 171 on the season here. So on the offensive end, if you can get the production rolling tonight and kind of go through the lineup a couple of times, get some guys some hits and get some guys on base, that's kind of the key thing. But, you know, when talking to some of our coaches on the interviews as well, it's one thing to get guys on base, one to get guys on first, second, and third, but it's another thing to get them around, get them scoring here because, you know, a lot of teams are going to put up some runs here, so you got to figure out kind of what your sweet spot is of how many guys do you think we can bring in and still win the game here with kind of the defense we got behind them here. So for the Wheelers tonight, they probably have to, you know, score around that 4-5 at least, and if not more, to let their defense back it up here as we are getting things rolling along with our Mackey Motors pregame, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. We'll start with the Wheelers and their lineup in the field, as Dalton Miller will be your pitcher tonight as he pitches to his twin brother Dawson Miller. Over at first going to be Walter Vetter, second going to be Mason Brand, shortstop Jorgen Nowatzki, third base Paxton Bean, Cody Lanceman over in the left. We have got Brody Schultes in the center and Garrett Vorm out in right field. Looking at the Big Reds, they have leadoff of Jack Honlos. They have Owen Goode at second. They got Drayson Allen hitting third. Noah Cox hitting fourth. Dylan Davis hitting fifth. Maddox Wheeldon hitting sixth. Cade Tierney in the seventh slot. Matthew Cliff in the eighth slot. And Owen Becerra going to be closing out of the order. We're going to go ahead and step away once again. We'll have our national anthem, all that good stuff coming up, and we'll have first pitch after that.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Audubon. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Audubon. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone and will take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Two brothers who you see it over at Coon Rapids Baird a couple of times with Cal and Ty Hayden and Blake Hayden as well. But tonight we're going to have Dalton and Dawson Miller, as Dawson's going to be catching for his brother Dalton tonight. Dalton, 0-1 on the season, giving up 6 hits, 8 runs allowed, 7 of them being earned with 5 walks as well. And tonight he's going to be facing Honlos, Goot, and Allen to lead things off here. And you can see, you know, if you're here in the ballpark or if you've seen Miller play, throws the ball pretty well, but he's consistently kind of putting it around the strike zone here, and that's something you need from a guy that's starting to, you know, come into his own here as just an eighth grader for this Wheelers defense, as he's going to be backed up again by Paxton Bean at third, Jordan Nowatzky at short, Mason Brandt at second, and Walter Vetter over at first. So we'll see if the Wheelers defense can get things done to start the game here tonight. Kind of a beautiful night here, pretty sunny and warm for our summer season. A little bit of wind as well as we get kind of that cloud giving us some shade right now. And throw down to second, going to get things going here. Jack Honlos going to step in on this beautiful afternoon. Going to have the Wheeler sporting the white pinstripes with red letters. Going to be black jerseys for the Big Reds. Miller's first pitch here. Going to be a hit over to Nowatzky. He's going to field it on the left side. Throw to first. Going to be there in time for the 6-3. Put out one pitch and one out for the Audubon Wheelers. That one kind of a chopper over to Nowatzky as well. Did a nice job of scooping it up with the left hand, turning and throwing over to first. Vetter kind of stretching a little bit to be able to get the out. Brings up now Owen Goot, the pitcher. Miller waiting for his sign. One out on the board. And this one a high foul ball and will go out of play for strike number one. Again, kind of cloudy overcast here today with, you know, some shade provided. It's a pretty warm day, so a lot of guys out there probably happy for that one. Curveball going to drop just out of the zone for ball number one. That one started up high and kind of made his way back down, but just barely missed the zone. 1-1 count with one out, and this pitch going to be fouled up right over our heads and out of play. Strike number two, a 1-2 count. Miller looking to add a K to the board. here this early evening. One ball, two strikes. Pitch on the way from Miller. Breaking ball, going to find the zone. Batter kind of dropped the bat towards it, but did not swing for out number two. Two up, two down, a strikeout and a ground out. And Miller gets his first strikeout of the night, bringing up the catcher, Drayson Allen. Allen been big in the batter's box this season for the Big Reds. Fresh count here, and Allen going to take a strike number one fastball down the middle. Miller doing a nice job putting the ball in the zone to start things off. A one count, two outs. And this one going to be hit in the zone as well. A hard hit ball down the third base line will be called foul. And that'll be strike number two. Allen saw that ball and got a hold of it down the third base line. You saw some of the power coming out of the bat down that line. And this one going to be a chopper. It'll be Bean going to get it. He scoops it up, throw to first, going to be there in time for the 5-3 putout. Three up, three down for the Audubon Wheelers as they head on the offensive end. Coming up next year, trying to get the bats rolling as we step away. We are back on Kick 106.7, coming up next with the bottom of the first inning.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
Bosque Schultes and Dawson Miller to start things off. You're watching Owen Goot pitch right now, getting ready for his second pitching appearance of the season. Got some movement and some speed on his ball, so going to be a tough one to hit off tonight here. The Wheelers just got to stay patient, find their pitch, and kind of let it go here as we've got Watsky trying to time him up over to our right here in the batter's circle. And, you know, nice speed from Goot here. He's not their ace, but he's one of the guys that the Big Reds have looked at to, you know, bring in some much-needed relief sometimes. Getting Allen out here. He was the last hitter for the Big Reds, so he had to get all the catching gear on and get all that ready to go. And kind of looked at, you know, that top of the first inning, just eight pitches for Dalton Miller in what was kind of three up, three down, pretty quick. And that's what you probably want out of your eighth grade pitchers. You know, only have to throw eight pitches, kind of get out of that inning quick and try to get the bats rolling. You have Allen throwing it down here, getting ready to get this bottom of the first going. Coach Borkowski going to make his way over to third base. And that will lead Jorgen Nowatzki, the shortstop tonight, hitting 083. He's got two hits on the season with three runs scored, has reached on a hit-by-pitch as well. And he will kick things off for the Audubon Wheelers. Nowatzki, great athlete for the Wheelers in football, basketball, and track. Fresh count, first pitch. And this one going to find the bottom corner of the zone for strike number one. Kind of a nice fastball low and away there to kind of show Nowatzki where he's going to put this ball. Goot's second pitch on the 0-1. And this one going to be swung on and missed by Nowatzki on the breaking ball outside. Now an 0-2 going to be facing him when he steps back in. I talk about, you know, the playing multiple sports thing. We talk about it plenty of times. 0-2, this one outside, going to go by. Nowatzki dropped the bat for a second there, but not taking a chop at it. We'll make it now 1-2, but, you know, in some of our smaller area schools, you know, you need guys like Jorgen, like the guy up next, Brody Schultes, playing multiple sports and kind of helping each other out. So it's great to see that these guys are out for almost everything. 1-2 pitch. This one just over the head of Nowatzki as he ducks for a ball number two. Already has one hit by pitch on the season. Probably not looking to add another one this early. 2-2 count. Pitch on the way. And this one going to be up and inside for ball number three. And that's what makes that first inning a little bit more impressive is Miller only 8 pitches and 3 outs. We've got one batter for the Ottawa Wheelers, and he's up to 5 and more than likely 6 pitches in just a second here. So you're seeing kind of how fast the Wheelers could get out of that first. 3-2. And this one going to be in the zone for strike number 3. Nowatzki going to go down looking, kind of bent a little bit, thinking that that ball was going to be inside, and ends up being in the zone for out number 1. One out on the board here. Now bringing up Brody Schultes, the center fielder, hitting 048 on the season with one hit, 3 runs scored, a hit by pitch, and 3 walks. So he's a guy that'll, you know, battle you and get on, but going to look to get some hitting out of him tonight. First pitch, going to be a swing and a miss from Schultes for strike number 1. Again, tonight coming to you live from the Motor Inn broadcast booth, your sponsor for the summer sports season. This one going to be fouled off by Schultes straight back. So now back-to-back batters have faced an 0-2. Nowatzki battled back to make it a full count and then struck out. Schultes looking to maybe battle back as well, but get on base. 0-2 count on deck. Going to be the catcher, Dawson Miller. Goot got the pitch ready to go. He'll come home with it, and this one a swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for the Wheelers. Bringing up now Dawson Miller with 2 outs on the board. Miller, right-handed hitter on the season, hitting .500. 10 hits, 6 runs scored, 2 RBIs, 3 walks. And one of the more consistent bats for the Ottawa Wheelers this season. Him and his brother Dalton, just 8th graders, but I mean, these are baseball kids. First pitch on the way, this one up and inside, just over the head of Miller for ball number 1. Coming up later in the evening, after our game has concluded, we will name a Culver's player of the game. That will be brought to you by Culver's. 1-0 count. Pitch on the way here. This one going to be fouled straight back into the fence behind us here for strike 1. Dawson going to step back in now with the 1-1 on him. 11 pitches into Goot's bottom of the first inning. Field playing pretty straight up. Second playing kind of closer to first. A little bit of a gap to Goot's left side. Pitch on the way here. This one out and away. A 2-1 now going to be facing Miller. Again, Dalton Miller on deck. Paxton Bean in the hole. Hitting your 3, 4, and 5 slot hitters. Coming up here for the Wheelers. Working from the stretch now. Goot went from the windup a little bit earlier. And this pitch just going to be upstairs. That'll make it a 3-1 count facing Dawson Miller. With 2 outs here, we've seen Goot go from the windup to the stretch, and we had a little wardrobe malfunction with our catcher. Drayson Allen had to fix the protective chest plate. 3-1 count for Miller. Pitch on the way here, and this one low and away. And we'll get by. Miller going to take off for first and kind of hustle down there as Allen didn't realize that Dawson could probably round first and go if he really pleased. And he will reach on the walks, bringing up now Dalton Miller. Dalton, 333 on the season, 6 hits, 4 runs scored, has batted in 6 runners, and we're going to see how aggressive Coach Borkowski is going to be with Dawson over on the bags at first. He's going to take a jump, Dawson going to take another one, and this will be a high ball, and Miller going to slide back in at first. His brother Dalton going to be facing now the 1-0. Some solid kind of distance between home plate and the backstop here. Not as big as, you know, some of the parks that we broadcast in, but pretty sizable difference. And this one going to be fouled off on the 1-0. We're going to make it 1-1. Dawson was about halfway to second by the time that the brother Dalton swung. They were trying to maybe get him on base at second, put him in scoring position. Brings up now a 1-1 count with 2 outs. Dawson over at first, getting a pretty big jump, and he will almost get caught over at first, and they will call him out. 1-3, going to get him going for the throwout as Dalton Miller going to be due back up when we come back to the bottom of the second. We will step away, still scoreless after one.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents and keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Audubon. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Audubon. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone and will take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
Here from Tahoe, the second inning, the Wheelers had one on before Miller was thrown out on the pickoff at first. Still scoreless 0-0, but you know, the Wheelers did some damage in the first inning, kind of battled through a lot of those at-bats, making Goot throw a decent bit of pitches to him and kind of see where he's at as we bring out the defense for the Wheelers once again. Dalton Miller just 8 pitches in, has a strikeout and 2 groundouts. First baseman, or excuse me, the third baseman, Noah Cox, your shortstop Dylan Davis, and left fielder Maddox Wielden will be the first 3 due up. First pitch here for Miller. Again, miss down and away for the 1-0. Just his second non-strike of the night. Pitch on the way here from Miller. Going to miss inside this time. So low and away and low and inside for his first 2. Pitch on the way here. This one going to be inside the zone for strike number 1. Did a nice job of adjusting to where his first 2 went with kind of low and away and low and inside, then able to find the zone. This one, a hard hit ball over to Bean. He's going to scoop it up and it'll miss the glove. Bean not able to get it out. We'll have a Cox reaching on the error as he will get on a base. A leadoff error for the Wheelers. Not ideal. Kind of a harder play to make there for Bean, but you know, you got to flip the glove a different way if it's hopping at you like that. As we'll have a courtesy runner here for Cox. Here, courtesy runner. I believe Emmett. Fouts will be the runner at first. Vetter holding him on. Pitch on the way from Miller. a breaking ball in the zone for strike number one. Miller coming from the stretch, looking back at first there for a minute. And will bring the pitch home. Hard hit ball at Bean once again. He's going to scoop it up, turn to second. Throw will be there, and it will go over his head. Through the glove there of Brand, as the runner will reach second. Yet again, another error right there. And Davis will reach on the fielder's choice. So two batters, two on base, neither of them being credited for a hit. An error and a fielder's choice. And the Wheelers, after what was a solid first inning on the defensive end, now going to put themselves in a pickle with runners at first and second. Miller's pitch on the way. This one a hard foul ball for strike number one. And Wheeler's got to try and battle back now. Maybe turn a double play or something and kind of get your luck on your side here. Miller going to almost hit the batter, a kind of big swinging breaking ball there, and it'll miss just inside and low for the 1-1 count. We'll have an interview with head coach Eric Borkowski and one of the boys after the game, as they will come up to our booth. And that one to miss upstairs. 2-1 count for Wheeldon. Up next, Tierney, Cliff, and Becerra to close out the lineup for the first time. 2-1 pitch. This one upstairs once again. Wheeldon going to duck underneath it for the 3-1. And we could see the Wheelers get put in pretty bad situation if Miller can't put this one in the zone, as it'd be a no-outs, bases-loaded situation. 3-1 pitch. And this one a high fly ball in the center field. Schultes trying to track it down with the sun in his eyes. And will get it. Runner not going to advance from second. So now adding one out to the board for the Wheelers as Brody Schultes. Kind of a hard hit ball way up in the air. But with, you know, these afternoon, kind of early evening games, it's hard to see sometimes where that ball is exactly going. Brings up now Tierney, the first baseman, left-handed batter. We've got runners at second and at first for the Big Reds. Pitch on the way from Miller. This one just missing that top corner. So a 1-0 count going to be facing Tierney. The Big Reds looking to put the first run on the board here in the second inning. And pitch on the way. This one a hard hit one to Nowatzki at short. He's going to turn and throw to first, and it'll be there in time. 6-3 put out. Going to bring it to out number two. Both runners that were on previously will advance. So you have a runner now at second and a runner at third with two outs after a runner at first and second with no outs. So Leo's starting to try and battle out of this danger that they put themselves in early. Matthew Cliff, your batter due up for the Big Reds. Miller's pitch on the way, and this one going to find it towards the outside for strike number one. Two outs here again, runner at second and at third. The runner at second will be Davis. Runner at third, starting to get a big lead towards home. Miller's pitch on the way, and this one a kind of higher fastball, and get the batter swinging for strike number two. And see again if the Wheelers can get it done and leave the inning with no damage done after starting out 2-for-2. 0-2, and the swing and a miss. Miller going to get him on the strikeout, and the Wheelers put two on with no outs and get three in a row to leave the inning still scoreless, 0-0.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
They get back on the offensive end now. They will bring up a couple of their middle of the lineup with Dalton Miller, Paxton Bean, and Cody Lansman. Miller was at a 1-1 count before his brother Dawson was thrown out at first on the pickoff. So he'll get his technically second plate appearance. Got Bean waiting on deck here. And the Wheelers going to look to maybe return the favor, get a couple of guys on early. Fresh count here for Miller, who was facing the 1-1 previously, like I said. Now getting his second plate appearance. First pitch on the way up high and over his head will be a ball number one. Miller again hitting .333 on the season with six hits, four runs scored, batted in six runs. 1-0 pitch on the way for Miller. And this one going to find the outside corner for strike number one. So the same way he left the first inning is the same way he'll enter the second. A 1-1 count. Nobody on, though, this time. Goot going back to the windup. 1-1 pitch, and this one going to be a hard chopper over to first base. Tierney going to have to come off the bag to get it, and he'll chase his way back over to first for the putout for out number one. Kind of a nice play there from Tierney. Had to sprint back to the bag. Miller hustled his way all the way down and gave himself a chance. Brings up now Paxton Bean, the right-handed third baseman, hitting .263 on the season with three hits. Has scored six runs, batted in six runs, and been walked three times. So he's a guy that's been able to put the ball in play for the Wheeler so far. Pitch on the way here. This one going to be missed just low and away. And it will be a 1-0 count. And sometimes you see that with the fastballs, holding on to it a little too long as a pitcher. And, you know, it's kind of a timing thing of when do you want to release it. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that'll miss downstairs. Bean going to face the 2-0. The Wheelers have had one on so far, and he was picked off at first. So they're looking to get a couple of guys on. One out, 2-0 count. This pitch is going to be a breaking ball in the zone, and it's swing and a miss by Bean. We'll put the count at 2-1. Again, we've got softball action with Glenn Ralston hosting Coon Rapids Baird. Glenn Ralston up 12-0 through three innings, so looks like Mr. Jeff Lankwin will have a pretty fast day for his, as strike number two flying in there. That Glenn Ralston team, I get to see them on Saturday. Very, very, very good start to the season for them. Probably one of our top softball teams. 2-2 pitch, and this one going to be swung on and missed by Bean, which will end his first plate appearance with a strikeout. Now, when you talk about the premier softball teams, Glidden Ralston for our area probably falls in it, and another school that this area down here pretty familiar with, as they're playing just up the hill behind us. Two outs on the board. Cody Lansman hitting .067 with one hit and one run scored on the season. First pitch for him, going to miss low and away. It'll be a 1-0 count. Two outs here as well. The field playing pretty straight up. Kind of a bigger gap, though, in right center. It's about the biggest gap you can get. 1-0 pitch, and this one going to float in the zone for strike number one. 1-1 count could, with the way this game's going, could see a battle of the ages going into it. Still scoreless, and both pitchers doing a nice job of throwing it in the zone. Pitch on the way. This one just over the head of Lanceman. Will duck underneath and take ball number two. Ball getting away from Guth there. Is Lanceman going to get back in the batter's box for his first at-bat of the night? With two outs here on deck, going to be Vorm and then Vetter after that. Pitch on the way from Guth, and we'll find it. 2-2 count now. He's done a nice job of, you know, when he's down in the count, still battling back, kind of using what he's got in his arsenal to battle with some of these different Wheeler's batters. 2-2 count, two outs. Pitch on the way. And this one going to find the outside corner. And Lanceman going to go down looking for out number three. Both teams still scoreless as we head into the top of the third inning coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Again, the Wheelers will be back on the defensive end here as they bring in a couple of the bottom of the lineup, and then we'll return back to the top lineup here very soon. It's the top of the third inning. We'll play seven or less or more, depending on what is needed for this game. A high fly ball into center field here. Going to come from Becerra. And Brody Schultz is going to come over to right center field for the flyout on a one pitch. And Becerra will end his first plate appearance with a flyout. Brings it now to the top of the order once again. Jack Amblos, he was a one pitch and grounded out to Nowatzki at short. So now he's going to see just his second pitch of the night. Here goes for Miller, and a swing and a miss on the breaking ball. Will add a strike to his book. 0-1 count, just 26 pitches for Miller. And this one, another breaking ball, but not the same fate as it misses downstairs for ball number one. Again, a beautiful night for some baseball and softball. We'll have recaps of all, I believe, 14 or 15 different games that are going to be played between the two today. And going to have a hit-by-pitch for Hanlos as he gets grazed on the inside shoulder for the hit-by-pitch. And he'll be the third Big Red to advance onto the bags. Brings up now the pitcher, Owen Guth. Struck out looking back in the first inning for the second out of that inning. Runner going to go to second here. They're going to lay down the bunt and throw over to second. Not going to be there in time as it one hops over into center field. Runner will be given credited the stolen bag. Now we'll have Brand having to relace up the cleats. Both pitchers knotted up at 29 pitches each. Miller just a couple of pitches behind him when it comes to pace. 0-1 count. Watsky holding on. And he'll return back to his shortstop position as Goot now going to face the 0-2 after a swing and a miss on the second one. No balls, two strikes. Nowatzki holding on back at second. And a high fly ball into center field. Schulte's going to have to come up and get it, getting ready to throw to third if the runner were to go. And the runner will stay. A nice catch by Schulte in right center field. Two outs, both of them coming from flyouts in center field. The Big Reds have one still on. And they bring up now Drayson Allen. He grounded out to Bean at third back in the first inning. And you saw kind of the pop in the bat that he brings with his hard hit ball down the third baseline. Brand was holding on at second, breaking ball upstairs for ball number one. Again, both teams' defenses and pitching crews are playing pretty solid so far. 1-0 count. Miller looking back at Brand at second. He'll bring it home this time in a high fly ball into center field. Will Brody Schulte get all three as he sprints in and will get it? Three outs, all of them coming by fly balls in center field from Brody Schulte as the Wheelers give up just one base and will head to the bottom of the third inning. Still scoreless, 0-0.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents and keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Audubon. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Audubon. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone and will take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
The Audubon Wheelers and the Big Reds of Missouri Valley still going to be knotted up scoreless at 0-0. As the Wheelers have gone three up and three down in back-to-back innings. As they'll now have Garrett Vorm, Walter Vetter, and Colin Nelson due up. Goot doing a nice job pitching so far. Has four strikeouts through six batters. Other than that, a pickoff and a ground out over at first. Vorm going to step in, hitting 167 on the season with two hits. He's been walked twice as well. Pitch on the way here from Goop. This one, a breaking ball upstairs, will be ball number one. Vorm facing the 1-0 now. And it'll come on the way. Vorm stepped a little bit kind of outside of the box that time. And swung and missed. With strike number one. One count. Pitch on the way. This one, fastball on the outside. For strike number two. Now a 1-2 count. Only one Wheeler to reach the bag so far, and he was picked off at first. Going through the bottom three of the order for the Wheelers. 1-2 pitch. And a swing and a miss. Drop three strike. Allen going to jog it up the first base end and throw it in. And that'll do it for Vorm as he's thrown out over at first for out number one. Brings up now your first baseman, Walter Vetter. Has a run scored and two walks on the season. Still searching for his first hit of the year. One out on the board. 33 pitches thrown for Goot and 33 for Dalton Miller. Pitch on the way here. This one will be fouled off from Vetter for strike number one. It's an 0-1 count on deck. Going to be Colin Nelson, the DH tonight for the Wheelers. 0-1 pitch on the way. And this one going to be swung on and missed as well. Makes it now an 0-2. Vetter again searching for his first hit of the season. We'll see if he can get it here or if he'll wait a little bit longer. 0-2. And a breaking ball and a swing and a miss for the strikeout and out number two. Owen Goot so far pitching very, very well through three innings, has at least a strikeout in each inning, two so far for the first and the second, now just one throughout the third. Colin Nelson, the DH tonight, first pitch for him, going to find the corner for strike number one. On deck going to be Jorgen Nowotzki. In the hole, Brody Schultes back to the top of the lineup after Nelson. One pitch, and this one thrown a little bit low and away for ball number two. Ball one. 1-1 count, two outs on the board for the Big Reds as they're looking to get out of this inning. Three up and three down once again, and this one a hard hit ball over at third. It'll be Cox, one hop, throw to first, kind of lobs it over there and still makes it in time for the 5-3 putout. And the Wheeler's going to go up and down, three up and three down as we head to the bottom, the top of the fourth.
Hey, sports fans.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hitter. Sean Ayer back in the second inning here. Is Miller going to miss this one low and away? Will be a ball number one. Miller so far, three innings, giving up no hits. A couple of guys have reached on an error. And that one going to miss it upstairs for the 2-0. Seeing Miller kind of reach the middle of this game for the Wheelers so far. Is that one going to be a swing and a miss on the low away fastball? 2-1 count. Wouldn't be surprised, with the way that the defense has been playing so far, if they try and throw a lot of those low and aways. Is that one inside this time? Trying to maybe see if the batter would swing on the inside for a 3-1 now. Only been a hit by pitch so far. No walks for Miller. And this one going to be a hard hit ball, almost taking out some of the guys in the dugout for the Big Reds. Going to fill up the count 3-2. This will be his 39th pitch, which will tie up both pitching crews. 3-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss for strike number three. As Cox going to go down swinging for out number one. Got now Dylan Davis stepping in here. Davis gonna look at that one go by in the zone for strike number one. Again, we'll have a full recap of this game at the Brinks Exterior Sports Report as that one a short chopper into right center field will be the first hit of the day for either team as Davis will head over to first on the single. Nice kind of placement on that ball, a little chopper over the head of Brand at second base and just far enough away that Vorm or Schultes couldn't get to it in right center field. Brings up now Maddox Wheeldon. Wheeldon so far, a fly out in center field. So one out on the board. Runner at first. Runner at first going to go. They're going to fake the bunt. Throw down from Miller. Going to be there in time. Tagged down and will not be in time. The runner going to be credited with the stolen bag, but you gotta give it to Dawson Miller. I mean, that was there, and it was there in time. And that was one that you probably want back if you're the Audubon Wheelers. 0-1, pitch on the way, breaking ball finds the zone for strike number two. Wheeldon now an 0-2, going to be facing him. Tierney. Going to be on deck for the Big Reds, and this one going to be a swing and a miss for strike number three, the second strike out of this inning, and out number two. Wheeler's looking to keep the runner over at second. Tierney grounded out to short. Nowatzki holding on at second. Dalton Miller going to look back at him. Two outs. Nowatzki going to move back to short as that one sails just outside. 1-0 count going to face Tierney now. And if you're Nowatzki, you know, if you're going to hold on there, you got to hustle back because that ball, if you put it through the infield there, you've got Landsman playing kind of deep out there for the Wheelers as Miller's going to miss outside for the 2-0. They're going to step back on, coming from the stretch this time. 2-0 pitch, and this one looks like it just missed the inside corner for ball number three. 3-0 count on deck. Going to be Matthew Cliff, who struck out back in the second inning. So you got a couple of chances to maybe get out of this inning here with the bottom of the lineup. And this pitch in the zone for strike number one. 3-1. For the Wheelers, with a runner at second, two outs here in the top of the fourth. Still remaining scoreless. Miller's pitch going to miss the inside corner and will send the runner to first on the walk. Now you've got Cliff at third. Cliff hitting. But you got a chance to get the runners at third, second, or first. Pitch on the way here. And this one, a high foul ball. It'll be Paxton Bean looking to chase it down near the dugout. He'll get the glove up and miss time where that one was at. Bean was kind of looking up into the sun there for a minute and unable to track where the ball was going. Kind of overplayed where that one was at. And that was kind of your gimme. That was you got to get that one to get out of the inning. And now Miller going to have an 0-1. This one a breaking ball, a high fly ball this time. It'll be Miller going to get it, and he will for the flyout. That one will end the inning as Dalton Miller going to get it done himself with two strikeouts and a flyout as we head to the bottom of the fourth. For the Audubon Wheelers, they're looking to break this scoreless trend.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
We're going to have their leadoff hitter with Jorgen Nowatzki starting things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll play seven or more or less if needed. So far, it's looking like both teams looking to play all night. Bottom of the fourth, Nowatzki in a show bunt. This one down the third baseline will roll just foul. Looked like it was going to shape up to be a pretty solid bunt down the third baseline, but kind of took a hop off the edge of the grass and found its way outside of the dirt. 0-1 count. I don't know if Jeff would be happy if Audubon and Missouri Valley wanted to play all night. We got a lot of typing to do tonight. I don't know if some of the kids would be happy either with, you know, a lot of them probably want to get home. 0-1 count. Pitch on the way for Nowatzki. This one a swing and a miss. And a kind of a huge sweeping curve that time got Nowatzki swinging. Now an 0-2 count. You had Cox at third, starting to creep up once again on the second pitch to maybe see if Nowatzki wanted to try his luck once again. 0-2 count. You know, Goot coming from the windup on the 0-2. This one going to be in the zone, and a swing and a miss from Nowatzki gets him going down on strikes. So two strikeouts for Nowatzki. One in the first, now one in the fourth. Brody Schultz is going to step in. He struck out on three pitches in the first inning here, so looking to maybe see if he can kind of change that fortune. One out on the board. Pitch on the way from Goot. And this one, a high fly ball. It's up in the air, and it'll be Dylan Davis looking to go get it. Davis puts the glove up and is able to squeeze it in for the fly out. If you were Missouri Valley there, he almost were worried for a second because Goot looked like he was the one that wanted to go get it and then tripped coming off of the mound. So two outs. Brings up now Dawson Miller. He reached on walk. And first pitch for him. Going to miss upstairs for ball number one. Miller was picked off back in the first inning. No pitch, and this one a breaking ball upstairs once again for ball number two. Got Dalton Miller on deck. Dawson Miller, the one currently hitting. Two outs on the board facing the Audubon Wheelers. 2-0 pitch for Miller, and that one a breaking ball outside. We'll bring the count now 3-0. Probably with a kid like Miller, smart enough to understand if this thing's right there, you don't swing at all, unless it's probably about the most perfect pitch you get. 3-0 count. Miller going to get into his stride and kind of drop the shoulders, as we anticipated, and that'll find the zone for strike number one. 3-1 count. Now you got to be careful if it's close to put the bat on the ball. 3-1 for Miller. This one going to miss inside. And that'll be another walk for Dawson Miller. Miller, the only Wheeler to reach the bags, has now done it twice. Brings up his brother Dalton Miller, grounded out over at first in the second inning. Doing a nice job pitching so far. Dawson getting a lead at first. Was picked off once again over at first last time. Dalton now. They have the pitch on the way. This one missed downstairs. Ball going to go by. Dawson going to take off and able to stand up at second. Not having to get dirty. And I know their mother probably appreciates that one. So on the wild pitch, you'll have Miller reaching second in a 1-0 count. Now you got an opening kind of down that third base side. Is that one going to miss upstairs as well for ball number two? The shortstop and Dylan Davis holding on pretty closely. So if you're able to kind of punch it through that shortstop gap, you'll probably have a chance to bring in a run. Pitch on the way. They're going to turn and throw, and the ball going to go into center field. Miller going to take off. Dawson will run to third. Throw going to be there not in time. And so now you're going to have the runner going to go now to third. And now you put yourself in kind of a nice situation here. If you're the Wheelers, you got a chance to bring in a run. That was a tough one, you know, from Goot. He turned to second. Nobody there turning through. And it rolled out into the outfield. Dalton with a chance to bring his brother in. And the pitch there. This one going to be a chopper over the first baseman's head. It'll be picked up by Becerra. And the throw to first going to be there in time for the 4-3 putout. Wheelers knocking on the doorstep of putting one on the scoreboard, unable to do it, as now they head to the bottom, or the top of the fifth, still scoreless.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Audubon. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Audubon. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone, and we'll take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
As the Dawson Miller was making his way to home before his brother Dalton was thrown out over at first, still scoreless here at 0-0 in the top of the fifth inning. We've got three to play with Owen Becerra, the bottom of the lineup, starting things off for the Big Reds. Again, we'll try to figure out a player of the game after this one and get that posted for you here in our post game. As you know, it's going to be a pretty fun conversation for our player of the game. Bunt going to go down. Miller going to turn and throw to first. It went right back to him. And that'll be the 1-3 put out on the bunt attempt from Becerra. And I tell you what, pretty easy out for Dalton Miller there. All he had to do was come off the mound about 2 feet, turn, and lob it to first. Brings up now Hanlos, who was hit by a pitch and stole second and grounded out as well. So he's 0-for-1 on the night. Pitch on the way here, breaking ball. Goes in the zone for strike number one. So back-to-back pitches. Going to be strikes. Miller probably looking to keep his name in the books until can't do it anymore. And that one upstairs. Now a 1-1. I know Jeff's game completely done with already. He started about 15 minutes before we did, and their game has concluded. Coon Rapids Baird falling 12-0 to Glidden Ralston over at their place, and that one going to miss just inside. It will be a 2-1 now. 55 pitches for Dalton Miller so far, as that one kind of overextending it. And now a 3-1. Both teams looking to, you know, get back in the winning category, with Audubon just 2 and Missouri Valley only 1. 3-1 pitch right down Broadway. Gonna fill up the count 3-2. Miller so far, a couple of strikeouts in each inning, looking to add to his total. 3-2 pitch, and this one hit. It'll be beamed down third base. We'll chase it, and it'll be foul. doing a nice job of going out there and, you know, picking it up, not letting it. You've seen crazy things happen where balls bounce back in before third base or kind of die in the infield or stuff like that. So Bean doing the smart thing of just picking it up. 3-2 count. Miller coming from the windup on the 3-2. And this breaking ball in the zone leaves the batter frozen for the strikeout. And, you know, it's a nice job. You have an eighth grader that can do things like that where he, you know, can strike out a batter on a 3-2 for out number two. Brings up now Owen Goode, who struck out and flew out to center field. And it looks like we'll have Miller kind of stepping off there for a minute as he gets ready for his third batter of the inning. And this pitch going to be fouled off. Makes it now an 0-1 for Goode. Just kind of a half swing on that one. Not really a, you know, full attempt. Goode going to get ready once again. Miller coming from the windup. 0-1. And this one going to hit the batter. That'll send Goode to the base on the hit-by pitch. He had the, you know, two up, two down there, but that one just barely catching the arm of Goode. Brings up now your catcher, Drayson Allen, who's grounded out and flew out to center. Allen now with a runner over at first. Still scoreless with two outs. Better holding on at first. Pitch on the way, runner going to go, swing. Not going to get there in time. Nowatzki going to take the tag and will not get it. Nice, again, a nice attempt from Miller at home. Dawson Miller kind of had the throw almost perfectly timed up. It's been doing a nice job whenever they do steal. Big lead back at second base. Brand still holding on. Pitch going to come home. And a swing and a miss there from Allen. We'll make it an 0-2. Still scoreless. We'll get a change of balls here. Dalton Miller going to get back on the mound, getting ready to possibly throw something away. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a breaking ball or kind of low and away. And this one going to hit the bat and will foul off. And, you know, coaches teach you that all the time. If you're going to duck from a ball that's kind of going at your head, you got to put the bat down. And that is kind of case point why you put the bat down on that one, as he hung it over his head and it will be a foul ball. 0-2 count. Two outs. Runner at second, going to get a big lead. Pitch and a breaking ball. This one a high fly ball into left field. And that'll be at the wall. And a nice catch from Cody Landsman for out number three. Landsman kind of was looking for the ball there for a little bit and was able to make the play as the Wheelers remain scoreless. Still 0-0 as we go to the bottom of the fifth.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Corey Landsman and Garrett Borm due up for the Wheelers as both pitching crews doing a nice job and the defenses are helping them out just as much. Allen getting his stuff on will now come out and take a pitch from Goot and get ready to get the inning rolling. Pitch on, kind of a little low there, and we'll now have Paxton Bean stepping in for his second plate appearance here as he struck out in the second inning. Still scoreless, 0-0. Miller 65 pitches in. We'll have Goot at 51 to start this inning. Fresh count here for Bean as he gets ready for his second at-bat. Pitch on the way here. And they're going to show bunt and pull back. This will be a 1-0 count as that one missing outside. And I wouldn't be surprised if Cox at third will play a little bit closer. And he'll kind of play at the corner. Bean now going to look back down at his wrist to see what Coach Borkowski wants him to do here. 1-0 count. Bean going to get ready here. Slow wind up here. And he'll show bunt. This one going to be hit right back to the pitcher's mound. And the throw to first going to be there in time from Goot for out number one. You've seen that twice now where, you know, you try to put the bunt down either the first baseline or the third baseline and beat it out. But the two bunts that have been down have both been right back to the pitchers, which kind of makes their job pretty easy. Bringing up now Cody Lantzman, who struck out looking in the second inning. Still scoreless through four and a half. First pitch on the way with one out. And this one in the zone, and be swung on and missed for strike number one. Again, Jeff Plankton's game, 12-0, Glidden Ralston. He's probably already on his way back to Carroll, getting done that early. One pitch, and this one in the zone, going to be fouled straight back for strike number two. 0-2 count, 55 pitches in for Goot. Possibly see a couple of pitchers maybe try to go seven today. 0-2 count, one out, pitch on the way, and that one just outside. Nice job from Lantzman to keep his eye on the ball and not swing on something away and try to chase one. 1-2. Wouldn't be surprised if they're going to set him up outside here. And they will throw it a little outside, but I think that one was just kind of overthrown once again. So a 2-2 count with one out on the board. And still scoreless here through four and a half. Currently 6:38 our time here down in Audubon. And the pitch on the way. Going to be inside. So going from an 0-2 now to a full count, 3-2. Lantzman will be the third walk of the night. He had one in the first and one in the fourth. Both of them being Dawson Miller. Three-two pitch. And a breaking ball going to get him swinging. Lantzman going to go down swinging for out number two. Bringing up now Garrett Vorm. Vorm grounded out. Was thrown out on a drop three strike. We've got two outs. Pitch on the way here. This one missing the low corner for ball number one. Count. 60 pitches in for Goot. And he throws this one just outside once again for the 2-0. So now a 2-0 count with two outs. Got some little league stuff going on to our right, kind of in right field and center field. Pitch on the way. And that one, got to find it in. For the 2-1. Vorm again was thrown out on a drop three strike. 2-1 pitch. And that one not going to find it. going to make it now 3-1 for Vorm. You've got Vetter and Nelson, the next two due up. Then you go back to the top of the lineup for the Wheelers. Three-one pitch, and this one a swing and a miss from Vorm. We'll fill up the count at 3-2. Now 64 pitches here for Goot. Coach Borkowski giving some instructions on kind of what he wants to see here. 3-2, and that one inside. We'll send Vorm to the bags on the walk. Brings up now Walter Vetter. Vetter again still looking for his first. So we'll have a pinch hitter here. Talon Peterson. Is Talon Peterson going to come in to pinch hit for the Wheelers? So we'll have Coach Borkowski talking things over. He'll Peterson coming in to hit for Vetter. Looking to maybe bring a runner around here. And this will be his first at-bat. Peterson going to step in now. And we'll have a strike number one against Peterson. Trying to write his name down in my book here. And they're going to fake a throw over to first. And it'll be now an 0-2 count. Facing Peterson. And the pitch on the way there. Peterson going to do a nice Michael Jackson impression, trying to stay away from the ball there. Had a chance to reach the bags, but will now sit on the 1-2. After him, going to be Colin Nelson. And the pitch on the way. This one a hard hit ball through the third base line. And he will get on. And the runner going to take off from second, sliding back in. And they're going to call him out. Ball was possibly on the ground there, I thought, for a minute. Peterson going to be credited for the hit. But they will have a 7-4 putout from right field for out number three, which will bring up Colin Nelson the next time the Wheelers are due up. We'll step away still scoreless after five.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
From Noah Cox, leading things off. Took the first pitch and sent it out into right field on the kind of hard hit line drive for a leadoff single. We'll bring up now Dylan Davis. So a leadoff single will put Cox over at first.
Number 8, Dylan Cox.
Miller still on the mound for the Wheelers. Here in the top of the sixth. Pitch on the way. This one a hard hit one as well. It'll sail foul and kind of out into the parking lot here, as it'll miss a couple of cars parked out there for foul. And a strike number one. one count, two outs. Or excuse me, no outs. Pitch on the way there. That one sails through the zone and just misses on the breaking ball for ball number one. One. This one a hard hit ball at Bean. He's going to have it come off the shoulder. Nowatzki not there to return it. And the runner in Davis, or the batter in Davis, will reach on the air. Runner will advance to second as well. You kind of possibly turn two on that one if you're Bean. If you get that fielded cleanly, you can get to second, possibly get to first. But now going to have a leadoff single and then an error with no outs. You saw a similar situation back in the second inning where they were lead off, got on an error, then you got a fielder's choice, then they went three up, three down, and Miller gonna come off the mound and look back at second. Vetter over at first, gonna play in on the corner. Nowatzki gonna hold on at short. Pitch on the way, a breaking ball gonna be swung on and missed by Wielden. Funny thing about kind of this whole deal here, Cox and Davis were the two to reach in the second, and then Wielden, Tierney, and Cliff went down three up, three down. And now Cox and Davis are the two to reach. Pitch on the way here. This one a swing and miss from Wielden once again. And you kind of saw there the anxious and kind of the nerves there from Wielden to try and bat in a run. It's now an 0-2. You can maybe make him chase one away. And they're going to try and throw him away. Ball going to get past Miller. Will advance both runners on the pass ball. Now runners at second and third. And the 1-2 count for Wielden. Miller going to step back on here. Pitch on the way. And that's a breaking ball. Going to find the zone. Runner going to stand in place and see that one go by for the strikeout. Out number one. Brings up now Cade Tierney. Tierney so far ground out in a walk. Brings up Matthew Cliff after this. You got a runner at second and a runner at third. Pitch on the way. Upstairs for ball number one. Dawson kind of jumped up there that time looking down the third baseline. You see Nowatzki standing over at second. You're probably, if you're Dalton Miller, you're probably not even fazed by the runner at second. And the pitch on the way. This one a hard hit ball over at first. We'll get through the gap. And that'll be scoring one. They're going to throw one home. And that'll score two as the runner will slide in. Both of them coming around. And Missouri Valley takes the 2-0 lead. Tierney going to be credited for the RBI. And Tierney going to head over to first. He'll get a courtesy runner, I believe, coming up here soon as well. So an RBI single for Tierney. We'll bring in a courtesy runner for him and brings up now Matthew Cliff. Tough one for the Wheelers there is, you know, you give up the two early ones within the errors and stuff in the field. It's now a 2-0 ball game in favor of Missouri Valley, and Wheeler's going to have to kind of play from behind now with just an inning and a half to go. Miller with one out. Pitch on the way, they're going to show bunt. And that one will be pulled back before for ball number one. 1-0 count now with 75 pitches for Dalton Miller tonight. And they're going to show bunt again. This one down the first base line. Will start to roll foul. They'll throw to first. And we'll get him in time for the 2-3 putout. For out number two. Runner going to advance now to second. Miller showing off his arm. Is able to get the runner out at first. Brings up the bottom of the lineup and Owen Becerra. Pitch on the way here, and this one will find it for strike number one. Got to get, you know, Becerra kind of leaning on some of these. He showed bunt and bunted one back up to Miller in the fifth inning. Now we're going to take this pitch, going to take it over to Nowatzki. It'll hit the glove. Nowatzki going to throw to first, and a one-hop from Vetter going to go through the glove. Runner going to take off from third. Ball hasn't even reached right field yet, and it'll be a score for Tierney on the throwing error from Nowatzki. So the runner going to reach on the error there. Vetter tried to make the best out of a bad situation, but unable to get it. Brings up now Hanlos, who has struck out, been hit by a pitch and grounded out, so you got to get him now and try and get out of this inning. Pitch on the way here. This one going to be swung on and fouled off down the third base line. Runner was almost already at second by the time that that one was hit, so they're going to play it aggressive with Becerra. A one count. Pitches for Miller. And this breaking ball going to miss outside. Makes it now a 1-1. Miller looking to try and get things done here. And this one, a hard hit ball at Nowatzki. Gets the glove, throws to first, and will get the 6-3 put out to end the inning here. But damage done for Missouri Valley as they tack on three runs to go up 3-0 heading into the bottom of the sixth.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Audubon. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Audubon. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone and will take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
The Wheelers gave up the three in that last inning. They're going to have a lot of work cut out for themselves here as they try and make the comeback down 3-0 here with two innings to do it. He'll bring up the bottom and then the top of the lineup. Colin Nelson, Jordan Nowatzki, Brody Schultes. Going to be due up here. Nelson so far a ground out to third base in his lone at-bat. Wheeler's still searching for their first hit of the night. So 3-0 the score now. Fresh count here. And that one going to drill Nelson right in the back. Where's it kind of off the back of the jersey there? And I misspoke a minute ago here. The Wheelers did get their first hit last inning with Talon Peterson. So now Nelson going to reach on the hit by pitch. Ian Nelson will, I believe, come out here. I don't know. There we go. We got someone coming in to run for him now, as that will be Tyler Ellingson. The freshman will come in to run.
Tyler Ellingson will be the pitcher on that first base.
Nowatzki now, back-to-back strikeouts, one in the first and one in the fourth, with a runner at first. Got to have a big plate appearance here. Fresh count for him. Nowatzki's first pitch, a hard hit ball, going to be fouled off. Kind of a nice sounding ball, but just unable to keep it in play for strike number one. So one count, 3-0 our score. Throw over to first, not going to be there in time. Runner going to advance now to second. Ellingson going to get over there on the pass wall at first. So now Nowatzki in 0-1 with a runner at second. This has been kind of one of the closest chances for the Wheelers so far. Ellingson going to make the jump back towards the bag. Now going to make it towards third as the pitch comes home. And that pitch going to find the outside corner for strike number two. Goot so far doing a nice job in the pitching department. 2-4-6-8, 8 strikeouts. 0-2 count for Nowatzki. Pitch on the way. And that one going to miss downstairs. But the swing and a miss will be out number one on the strikeout. Brody Schultes going to step in now. Schultes, a strikeout and a flyout. But the runner at second here, got to see if you can get your guys around. One out, pitch on the way. And that one, a hard hit ball, going to be right at short. It'll one hop through his glove. So the runner will move to third. And that'll be reaching on an error for Brody Schultes. Tell you what, the umpire's showing that he's still got agility out in the field. Jumps out of the way there kind of at the last minute. And Davis had to figure out where he was going. So now our runner's at the corners with Schultes at first and Ellingson at third. Bringing up Dawson Miller. Miller's going to pull in through the infield to score one. Schultes going to go. Miller going to have a hard hit foul ball. Liked the pitch and tried to give it a drive. Schultes will have to jog back over to first. You know Schultes has got speed. State track kid this last season. Shown that speed throughout plenty of different sports. So now Miller's just got to kind of give him the situation here. Schultes going to jog and now take off for second. They'll throw it back to the pitcher. And it'll be the 0-2 count now. Miller with a runner now at both second and third. We'll have a chance to bring in a runner too. 0-2 pitch. And that one, a short chopper, will be fouled off into the fence on the right side. Remain 0-2 now. Again, you gave up three in that last inning, so now the Wheelers need to really battle, and they've got the chance to do it with Dawson and Dalton Miller back-to-back here, and runners at second and third. 0-2 count, pitch on the way, and that one outside, kind of overthrew it there, but a nice job from Allen to keep it in the glove. Field playing straight up, third being held on just a little bit by Cox. Otherwise, kind of a big gap in right center and down the third baseline in the outfield. 1-2, this pitch going to miss. Miller kind of doing that veteran move of putting the arm up and telling his third base runner Ellingson, don't go. We've got the ball kind of right here. It's now a 2-2 count. With one out on the board. Pitch on the way for Miller. And this one going to be given a ride. Foul once again, but Miller still battling hard to keep the at-bat alive. He's got his brother Dalton behind him here, ready to bat after this. And if you put one through the infield, you can score at least one, maybe two. 2-2 count, pitch on the way, and that one fouled off once again. I'd have to kind of backtrack and remember, but Miller's fouled off, I believe, the last two. Trying to keep his at-bat alive, bring in some of his teammates. Got kind of a little bit of a gap if you can pull it to the pitcher's left. If you can hit it hard enough, you'll get it through the infield. 2-2 count, one out. Pitch on the way. And that one upstairs. Miller going to battle to the full count. Ball going to get past the pitcher there for a minute. And kind of a weird sequence. I look down at my book and ball's rolling away from our pitcher. Gooch so far, nine strikeouts. Looking to add one more, and Miller's looking to add a couple of RBIs to his book tonight. 3-2, pitch on the way, and that one fouled off. This is the at-bats that coaches, you know, if you're not going to put the ball in play, at least keep yourself alive. And the other big part about this, you kind of wear Gooch's arm out. You know, he's got to throw 10 to 15 pitches just to Miller himself, and you know, that adds a lot of stress to the arm. Pitch on the way here, and this fouled off once again. And also, the biggest thing about that, too, you can frustrate a pitcher and kind of get him out of his zone if you keep doing this. You obviously want to put the ball in play and get some RBIs, but if, you know, you're not quite there, if you keep fouling it off, you'll kind of get in the pitcher's head. Full count, pitch on the way. And this one going to be a swing and a miss for the strikeout. Miller was working very well trying to keep himself alive, but just unable to get it done at the end of the day. Brings up now Dalton Miller. Runners at second and third. Dalton Miller called upon to try and get things going. He's 0 for 2 on the night, but now has a chance to bring in a couple of runs. Two outs, pitch on the way, and a hard foul ball. This one going to be out into the parking lot for strike number one. All you really got to do here, you simplify it, just, you know, put the bat on the ball and sprint over to first. Hope that you get it through the infield, but, you know, the game of baseball is a lot harder than that. 0-1 pitch coming on the way. This one, a hard chopper, will hit over to Becerra. One hops, and he'll turn to first for the 4-3 putout. Wheelers leave two stranded with a chance to get some runs on the board as we head to the seventh inning. 3-0 Missouri Valley.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Dalton Miller going to end his night 27 at-bats through six innings. I will kind of read things here for you. We'll have one earned run with three runs allowed. Giving up, look here, one hit, two hits, three hits. See now if we've got some strikeouts. One, two, three, four, five, six strikeouts. And now, walks-wise, we will count these up here. Doesn't have very many. One walk, two hit-by pitches, zero wild pitches, and zero balks. So Dawson Miller going to pitch, and I believe Dalton Miller now going to catch for him. So you just switch the two twin brothers around, and if we weren't paying attention, probably wouldn't catch it, but you just take the two twins, and here you go, flip them. First pitch here for Miller, going to be swung on and fouled off. So an 0-1 count now for Miller. The second pitch going to miss downstairs for ball one. His brother again, six innings, 27 at-bats, striking out six, walking one, gave up three hits, three runs, one of them being earned, hit two batters as well. So just two pitches in for Dawson Miller. His third one on the way, going to break through and miss the zone for ball number two. I tell you what, it's probably some of the easiest practice you'll get because these two have probably been doing the whole pitcher-catcher thing since they were in diapers. And that one, a hard hit ball through the infield. We'll get out to right field for Vorm, and he'll throw it in. The leadoff single for Owen Gute. Brings up now Drayson Allen, who's flown out to left, flown out to center, and grounded out. You still got to worry about him. He's got some pop to his bat, so you've seen it so far. Fresh count for him here with runner at first. They're going to send the bunt, and if Allen probably pulls that back, he's probably getting a hit by pitch, but he decides to stand there and try and bunt that one down the line regardless, so nice job for him to listening to his coach and doing what his coach asks. First one going to be a strike there in the books. Second pitch on the way, and that one breaking ball going to get past Miller on the pass ball. Advances the runner to second. Allen now facing the 1-1. So 3-0 our game right now. Missouri Valley here in the top of the seventh. Pitch on the way. This one fouled up and straight over our heads for strike number two. We got to get some more balls here as our umpire going to walk over to the dugout and try and figure out if we've got some extra balls. And he will get one. So a 1-2 count now facing Allen. Pitch on the way here. Breaking ball going to be taken into left field. It'll one hop out to our left fielder in Landsman, and he'll throw it back in. So runner going to advance out to third, and you'll have one at first off of the single. It's back-to-back singles as Allen reaches to first. Dawson probably not as fast pitches-wise as his brother, but puts it in the zone once again, so they're probably adjusting to the kind of the slower speed that he pitches at. Again, we'll have recaps of all of our games at the Brinks Exterior Sportsport. You can find that at sports.1380kcim.com later tonight. And, you know, between now and tonight, as the runner going to take off, and Allen will reach and be credited with the stolen base. An 0-1 count now. Second pitch on the way. This one fouled straight back from Cox. He's reached on a single, struck out, and reached on error. So he's 1-for-2 on the day. An 0-2 count for him now, looking to bring in a couple more runs for Missouri Valley. Allen, big lead at second. Runner at third, going to have a big lead. Third pitch going to miss downstairs for ball number three. 1-2 counter. Time now 7:09 here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network. 1-2 count pitch on the way from Miller. This one a swing and a miss. will get the first out, coming by way of strikeout, and his first strikeout of the night.
Dylan Cox.
He's up now. Dylan Davis. Davis on the night, an error, a single, and an error. So one for one with a couple of bag appearances on the swing and miss there. Kind of a huge breaking curveball from Miller. Going to get him going swinging. 87 pitches so far for Goot, and just 13 for Miller now as him and his brother get flopped out. One pitch, this one just outside. Going to miss it for ball number one. And 3-0 Missouri Valley. We'll have an interview with head coach Eric Borkowski and one of the guys immediately after the broadcast. It'll be kind of right in our post game as this one, a short chopper, will be in the glove of Miller. And it looks like he dropped it, actually, as the runner will advance to first. And that's a, to me, that's a tough play. You're probably going to need to make that if you're Mason Brand. So I'll give him the single on that one, which will put the runner at first, second, and third, bringing up now Maddox Wielden. He can turn it anywhere now to get one or two. So Wheeler's just got to get out of this inning and, you know, find a way to get turn two here. Pitch on the way. This one a breaking ball. And unable to find it. 1-0 count. You don't want to walk in a run here if you're Miller, but you got to put something that's not a meatball in the zone. And this pitch is going to be fastball downstairs for ball number two. Two oh count, one out on the board. Miller going to step back in. Pitch on the way here, and this one in the zone. Fastball kind of towards the outside, but able to strike it for strike number one. One pitch, this one in the zone, is swinging a miss from Wielden. We'll even up the count at two apiece. Coming to you live tonight from the Motor Inn broadcast booth here in the top of the seventh inning. Got a nice calm, kind of the wind has picked up a little bit and not as warm as it was before. Two pitch. And this one, a high fly ball into center field. Schultes having to get back to track it. And he will. Runner going to go from third. Vetter going to get it, and they're going to try and turn him at third to get him out. And that will be a score from Goot as he tags up from third. And that'll be an earned run added to Miller as the runner is going to advance now to third and to second. And it'll be an RBI on the tag off. Sacrifice for Wielden. And he is out number two. Bringing up now Cade Tierney. Tierney a single, a ground out and a walk as he'll swing and miss on that one. For strike number one. Wheeler's down 4-0 now. Pitch on the way here. This one upstairs. So 1-1. Your count with two outs. Starting to kind of cool down tonight. Is that one going to swing and miss for Tierney? Faces now the 1-2. The Wheelers looking to get out of this inning and go to the bats if they can get things rolling. We'll have JV after this game, and that'll... We don't broadcast JV, but it'll be here if you want to come watch it. Is that one a high fly ball? It'll have to be Bean to go get it, and Nowatzki. Bean going to put the glove up, and we'll get it for out number three. Wheelers give up one more run as they trail now 4-0. We head into the bottom of the seventh to see if the Wheelers can get it done.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Come on, ref.
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
When the Sarah called upon to be the last one to get this thing done here, Goot going to go out of the game with those six innings. I'm going to try and get the name in here. As it'll be his turn to come in and pitch. They had him through 80. I was surprised they pulled him with, you know, the way he was pitching so far, but you never know with, you know, rules of the game and you know, all those different pitching numbers and all that that you gotta crunch for the entire week. So we will have a new pitcher here for the Big Reds. Gonna throw sidearm. So we'll see, you know, if the Big Reds can close off this game or if the Wheelers can battle back and maybe put four on the board. Well, Coach Borkowski heading over to third as he'll come up here after the game to chat with us about this one.
Pitcher for Missouri Valley. Paxton
Bean has stepped in here so far. A strikeout and a ground out off a bunt, so 0 for 2 on the night. And the second and the fifth. Be facing Becerra for the first time. Coming from the windup. Pitch on the way, and this one, first pitch, will be outside for ball number one. On deck, going to be Landsman, then Vorm. 1-0 count, pitch on the way, and that one going to miss it once again. And a 2-0 going to be facing Bean. He's put it close, but just not able to find the zone for the first two pitches. Becerra's third, and this one in the zone. Bean going to take a hack at it and send it into foul territory for strike one. Got to try and put this thing in play here. 2-1. And that one in the zone will even up the count at two apiece. Grayson Allen catching for both pitchers tonight. And that one going to miss downstairs. Fills up the count at three apiece. Trying to get my book fully solidified here so I can get you full stats after the game. Pitch coming on the way here in just a second. And this one going to miss downstairs. Paxton Bean going to advance over to first on the walk. So a leadoff walk for the Wheelers, as they need four to tie in this bottom of the seventh. Bean going to take a lead over at first. Seen his speed throughout the different sports that he plays, and one going to be a strike for Landsman as he watches that one go by. An 0-1 count now. Our ball game. Wheelers, again, needing four to keep this thing rolling. Pitch on the way here. They're going to put down the bunt. A nice bunt from Landsman. Throw's going to have to try and be there in time, and they'll get it. The runner will advance to second. So Bean going to move over to second on the sack bunt. And that'll be a 1-3 put out for out number one. Sack bunt there. Again, moving Bean into scoring position, bringing up now Garrett Vorm. Strikeout and a walk. Was thrown out at second back in that fifth inning. Pitch on the way here. Going to find the zone for strike number one. And he was out number three in that fifth inning on the throw-in from left field. Becerra looking, throws the pitch now this time downstairs. Kind of that low and away pitch you see a lot of times, trying to get the batter to chase. On deck here, Walter Vetter, and then Colin Nelson in the hole. Wheeler's looking to get it done. Bean, big lead, back at second. Becerra's pitch on the way, going to be hit and fouled straight back for strike number two. Just one out. Wheelers need to probably get Vorm on here. One, two count. Becerra looking right down the barrel. Pitch on the way. And he'll miss downstairs. Allen kind of pumping a little bit towards second to try and see if he can catch Bean in the middle. Paxton going to make his way back to the bag. 2-2 count. Got to see if you can put one on the ball here. Bean still leading to third. Pitch on the way and be hit in the infield. It'll be a short chopper. Throw to first. Going to be there in time for the 6-3 put out. So that'll be out number two. Back-to-back outs. Bean going to advance to third. And so now going to have a runner at third, bringing up Walter Vetter. Vetter still searching for his first hit of the season. This would be a big place to get it. 4-0. Bean over at third. In scoring position. Just the second time you've had a Wheeler at third. Pitch on the way for Becerra. It'll be a swing and a foul for strike number one. Well, your Mackey Motors postgame coming up next here at the conclusion of our ballgame. The Wheelers can't put four on the board. Pitch on the way for Vetter. A swing, and it'll be a short chopper in the infield. Throw from second. Going to be there in time for the out. 4-3 put out does it. Missouri Valley coming out with the big victory here, 4-0, as they improve now to two wins on the season. We'll step away. We'll be back with your Mackey Motors postgame coming up next.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays or come get service or bodywork done. Always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Mackey Motors.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Audubon. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Audubon. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone and will take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Welcome to the Mackey Motors Post Game, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. The Audubon Wheelers falling 4-0 here today to Missouri Valley. We'll have Eric Borkowski, one of the guys, coming up here very soon, as we'll name your Culver's player of the game. To me, pretty easy decision. I thought, you know, giving up just the three hits and three runs here, we had that one going on. I'm going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents and keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Yeah, Eric Culver's play of the game was pretty easy for me. I thought, you know, Dawson Miller pitched the ball pretty well, kind of played his style of game, and really kept the Wheelers in it here. I think we're having him come up here very shortly to kind of talk about this game and kind of chat things up as he'll start to make his way up here eventually, as the Wheelers again falling a 4-0. Dawson Miller, your Culver's player of the game. I'm trying to get my headset and all that good stuff ready for Coach and all the guys can come back over here. I'm going to switch. Actually, I'm going to keep this one here as we get Mr. Dawson Miller making his way up here to our press box to kind of talk over the game. Dawson, we'll put you on here. We'll get Mr. Dawson Miller on here. You might have to flip the mic down there. We'll get you on here. Dawson, I mean, I kind of joked, you know, you threw to your brother for a little bit, and then you caught for your brother as well there. So I got to ask, is that kind of the dynamic you guys have? You know, you just kind of switch positions with each other each time?
Yeah, because most of us, we mostly catch most of the time, so we're just used to it by now.
And with that as well, I mean, pitching-wise, you know, looking at the stats here for you, I mean, just that one inning, you had the six at-bats there, but you were called upon in that inning to come in and kind of relieve for your brother, maybe keep the game manageable as well there. So for an eighth grader, you know, how big of a responsibility is that to go out there and be the guy that gets called upon?
It's pretty big, but I know I have my team behind my back to help me.
And with this game as well, you know, Missouri Valley, what did you feel like they offered when you saw them kind of behind the plate?
They crowded the plate a lot. So outside would work, or jam them in their hands, and curveball down low, he couldn't hit that.
And for you, Dawson, you know, what's kind of the goals and kind of everything you want to kind of achieve for your eighth grade season here?
I want to do whatever I can to help my team win.
Hey, I tell you what, Dawson, sorry about the loss here, but great game out of you. Thank you for joining us here today.
Yep.
All right, that was Dawson Miller of the Audubon Wheelers here. I know we'll get head coach Eric Borkowski getting up here soon as well, as he's got a JV game going on here soon, so we'll get him up here in just a little bit. Again, Culver's a player of the game here. We'll look at your official stats as Dalton Miller went 6 innings, 27 at-bats, struck out 6, had 1 walk, 3 hits, give up 3 runs, just one of them earned, and had 2 hit-by-pitches, so Dalton Miller, your player of the game. Brought to you by Culver's. We'll take a break. We'll get head coach Eric Borkowski up here in just a couple of moments.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Audubon. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Audubon. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone and will take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
Talked here in kind of our break, and we look at it through five innings. You know, Dalton was pitching well, the defense was backing up well. Then that sixth inning, you give up a single, reach on an error, and then another single for the RBI, giving up the two runs, and then another one coming in there. Talk about those first five innings, though, with Dalton pitching and kind of the defense that you guys had.
I thought Dalton, even Dawson, pitched well when he came in the sixth and the seventh inning. I thought they both pitched really well. Dalton worked through a lot of adversity. There's one inning that we might have had a couple guys get walked, or he walked them on, then hit by pitch or something, or an error. So he had bases loaded, and he got through the inning. So as an eighth grader, that's great to see. Like I said, I thought he pitched extremely well. We just, out in the field, we struggled a little bit, but that's just been our case all season. We have a few good innings, and then the snowball just comes running down the hill, and we don't know how to get out of the way of it.
And with that as well, I kind of talked about it with Dawson when he came up here. You know, a lot of youth on this team. You know, Brody and Walter, just the two seniors here, but a lot of guys that have to be called upon in big situations there. So for you as a coach, you know, how do you get them ready, guys like Dawson, like Dalton, that have to come in and clutch situations?
Those two guys, they play a lot of baseball, and they're so competitive in everything they do, basketball, football, any sport that they're in, they're very competitive with each other and with other teammates. And that, I think that can makes those guys ready to go right away. And a lot of the other kids are starting to get into that. Now it's the varsity level. We got to go. We don't get that extra year of maybe a JV schedule. And a lot of kids have adapted to it well, but there are some that still need to adapt. And it's just the growing pains right now.
And for you guys as well, coming into this week, you know, this is one that you probably wanted to get. But after this one now, when you guys look ahead, what are some of the goals or what are some of the things you're looking to achieve with the rest of the week?
I think we can still go after the rest of the week. I mean, trainer's going to be very hard, but we got to still go after them. And then we got to turn around and we play ICAM Manning on Thursday. And then Friday we got AHSTW at third place on the road for both of those. And we just got to come ready to play. We came ready for the first five innings tonight. And then, like I said, the snowball and the momentum got on their side, and it just ran us right over. And we just got to get over that hump of get out of the way of their momentum, get through the inning, get through the errors. We can't mope when we make a mistake or we get called upon for somebody else to do something for us. And that's what my biggest talk in the outfield was, is we got to, if we have somebody called upon to replace us for a bat, or we miss something in the field, or we make a mistake, we can't forget about it. We got to forget about it and move on. This game is very mental. Once you let one mistake bother you, momentum is, the ball is coming right at you. The other night they talked about a kid, can't even remember what game we were playing, and I said, hey, it's all right, you made a mistake, guess what, the ball's going to come find you right now. Two pitches later, the ground ball right to him, fires it over to first, get out of the inning, and that's just one thing you got to be ready for. Momentum changes in a hurry in baseball.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, we'll get stats from you later to post kind of the recap of this game, but thank you for joining us here today.
Yes, thank you, guys.
That was Head Coach Eric Borkowski joining us. That'll do it for us tonight here. Missouri Valley picking up the 4-0 win. Again, Dalton Miller, your Culver's player of the game. Thank you for tuning in. We'll take a break and bring you back to the music.